All the fans are cheering Arrieta. Sports writer said there was no one better. You can't hit him when he's pitching.
There it is.
He's gonna go all nine innings. Cubs winning, I'm grinning, cause for the Cubs it's just the beginning.
Cubs got a pitcher by the name of Arrieta. In the National League there was nobody better. Hose down your lineup as he fends another batter. Jake Arrieta.
Hi.
Cubs got a pitcher by the name of Arrieta.
Come on. This is so good. I was just saying, we needed a dance craze. You know, we need to get back to, if we had a Macarena again, I think things we'd see in this country would just, we'd have a common understanding. Everybody would be doing line dances like this. Maybe it's a Jake Arrieta parody song that'll do it.
Who knew that Los Del Rio was still hitting the studio? Seriously.
All right, in studio with me, Matt Klein, Pete Zimmerman, Esmeralda Leon, Rob Martier. Tonight, the final installment of Picnic. This, of course, where we're giving nicknames to the 2016 Chicago Cubs. We've been giving it to it all summer long. We've got pretty much every player nicknamed, if you will. But you know what? Tonight, we've been waiting on this one. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. We held this one till the end because it's a tough one, but it's also arguably one of the biggest pieces for this 2016 team heading to the World Series. We're talking about Jake Arrieta, the Cy Young Award winner, one of the best pitchers to have ever been on the mound for the Chicago Cubs. The streak he had from June to June was...
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been a pitcher ever, maybe even Major League Baseball's had something
well,
like that.
Well, certainly the second half of the season last year.
Oh, my God.
His 0.75 ERA from the All-Star break on, no pitcher in the history of baseball has had a second half ERA that low. That is official. Yeah. That's a stat right there.
That is a stat.
That's truth. Yeah.
Well, it's tonight 312-981-7200, the phone number. We're going to get to some nicknames here for Jake Arrieta. What do you got? You can text it or you can call in. And let's start with Matt Klein. Matt, what do we need to know about Jake Arrieta?
Jake Arrieta, his full name is Jacob Joseph Arrieta. He's a 30-year-old starting pitcher, jersey number 49. He is from Farmington, born in Farmington, Missouri, but raised in Plano, Texas. He went to a high school, Plano East Senior High School. That's the home of the Panthers.
Okay. Always good to know.
Yeah, always good to know. It's something that possibly we could play off there. He went to, he was drafted in the 04 draft, but you can decline that. And he chose to go to college where he attended Weatherford Junior College, home of the Coyotes. And then he transferred to TCU, the Horned Frogs, for his sophomore and junior seasons.
Okay.
And then was drafted by the Baltimore Orioles. We acquired him in that, we acquired him and Pedro Strop back in 2012 for Clevenger and Feldman. I don't know if you remember that.
Scott Feldman,
trip.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really hard to see Feldman and Clevenger go, but I think we got the right end of that deal.
Well, Arrieta, he came out of that Baltimore system where he was a top prospect. They thought he was going to be the big deal. He was a minor leaguer. Oh, here comes. And he never really put it together in Baltimore. It just wasn't his area.
Well, yeah, right. And he got to work with the Cubs people down in the minors. They changed mechanics a little bit. They not without getting too detailed or mechanical, they had him stay back on his right side a little bit longer before he released the ball, and it just changed everything about his pitching technique.
And the beard,
and he grew his beard out. So, it's hard to say who won the trade, you know, because Baltimore isn't the AL East leaders right now if it isn't for Clevenger and Feldman.
Right.
So
Feldman mowing down
right,
the Toronto Blue Jays.
Right. So, you know, it's a win-win for everybody, and let's just see what happens come October.
Clevenger just feels like he if he's still in the league, which I don't know if he is, Clevenger feels like he'd be the guy that's warming up relief pitchers in the bullpen.
Yes.
That's a Clevenger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clevenger catching balls there for...
He is the bullpen catcher, which is like an actual job. Yeah.
312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what we got here. Let's start it off with Kevin. Kevin, what do you like for the nickname for Jake Arrieta?
Well, I was thinking Bluebeard. There was a famous pirate Bluebeard, and he was, and Arrieta's kind of got that pirate swagger, and it's got the Cubby Blue in the name.
Yeah,
too.
I like that a lot. Right off the bat, Bluebeard.
Yeah.
All right, good job, Kevin. All right, okay. Hold on, Kevin. All right, what do you got for Duke? Duke, what do you like for Jake Arrieta?
Oh, Jake the Snake Arrieta.
Like the wrestler.
I knew one of those was going to come tonight.
Yeah, that's a common Snake. Jake nickname,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right, Duke, thank you for that. All right, we'll try it out. Jake the Snake made it into the rotation. We've also got Jake Arrieta. That's very... And 312 says, why don't we call him the Anti-Cutler? I don't know if that's going to... That's a tough one to shout.
Yeah.
Anti-Cutler. I mean, let's go Anti-Cutler.
Yeah. Crossing sport. A little crossover there. Another thing about Arrieta, too, if the listeners can get any ideas, he's a fitness freak. He's big in Pilates. He's one of those people that is very calculating about all the things that he puts into his body, big on, like, kale salads and... You know, fruits and nuts, things of that nature.
And the huge beard.
And the huge beard. Right. We're coming back to that.
Yeah. All right. Jake Arrieta is our subject tonight on Picnic. 312-981-7200. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will have more here on Picnic on the Download. Stay with us.
In 2007, signed with Baltimore. By 2011, he pitched the home opener. But he was only good at letting other teams score. So they sent him to Chicago for Feldman and Clevenger. Arrieta, Jake and his kick-ass beard.
Was there another verse?
The Cubbies sent him down to Iowa. Came up in a twin bill, just gave up one run. And after they traded Villanueva, Jake Arrieta came back and joined the rotation. Arrieta, Jake and his kick-ass beard.
All right, there we go. It's the Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, Matt Klein in studio, Pete Zimmerman, Esmeralda Leon, Rob Martier. We are doing our final installment of Picnic. We've been giving nicknames to the 2016 Chicago Cubs all summer long. Tonight, Jake Arrieta, 312-981-7200. Winner gets a pizza. All right, so let's get back to the text. 815, Jake Break. Doesn't really roll off the tongue. You know, break, Jake Break.
Well, I mean, he has a great breaking ball, but...
Right. How about this one? 847 says, Jake is a pitcher. Margaritas and sangria is typically served in a pitcher. So how about sangria or margarita?
Okay.
All right. Sangria. All right. 708, Jacob Arrieta, the model pitcher. I'm not sure. There's something going on there.
Well, he's a good-looking guy. He posed nude in the body issue of ESPN.com. Yeah. I'm probably playing something off of that. Very, very, very physically fit individual.
Yes. 708 says the eagle, which we just did the bald eagle for John Lester. Oh, 630's Jake and Bake.
Jake and Bake, yeah. I was wondering if anybody's going to go there, too. Or Wake and Jake, or...
Come on, Jake and Bake!
Jake and Bake!
That could work. That could work. All right, we'll keep going. Arugula. Arugula. Like the salad. Arugula. Or Arrieta. Healthy.
Arugula. Beets.
Beets. 518 says, how about stretch for his Pilates and yoga?
Yeah.
Jackpot.
Flexibility. Yeah.
Or jackpot because we hit the jackpot with a trade for him.
Yeah.
847 says, Vendetta. Ooh. Wow.
Why?
I don't know. I like that.
Vendetta?
Yeah, it's kind of like
I mean, it's great thing. If you can explain it to me. I mean, it's a cool nickname.
Come on, Vendetta?
Vendetta!
Why you call him Vendetta? Why not?
Why not?
I mean, it's kind of like Jean-Claude
Van
Damme.
Is this your first time here? We've been calling him that all year.
Jake the Mower? I don't know.
The Mower.
Jake the
Mower. I ain't mowing people down at the plate. I mean.
630 says, how about khakis? Jake from State Farm?
Jake from State Farm, yeah.
Okay.
He sounds hideous.
And then 262's got the Northside Nightmare. Ooh, I like that. Before the game, he starts riding around on a horse with a suit of armor, dismounts at the mound to prepare for battle. That's brilliant.
I love the people that text. Is that a text?
Yeah, that's a text.
I love the people that text such great detail.
That's a great
it's brilliant.
That is
brilliant. It's great just because of the amount of work that went into it.
You got to show your math. 630 says the mechanic, but I'm almost certain that 630 has said the mechanic to every single player
we've
done.
You're right.
Throughout the entire.
Just as I've said weird or feared Al Krankovic to every player so far, I think this season, I think there's been a mechanic for everything.
773 says, how about the naked gun? There you go.
Yeah.
He was naked.
The naked and the famous, the jaked gun, if you will.
How about Yogi Bear or Yogi Bear for his Pilates and yoga, and that he's very, very hairy and he posed nude.
Oh,
everyone
okay.
loves the nude.
You know, I don't mind. I don't mind that Yogi Bear. I mean, a cub is a bear, and he's a yogi.
Yeah.
That's the term for yoga people. Is a bear. Yogi.
How about the aerator?
For ERA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Arietta aerator. Mm. All right, let's go to the line. Sharon, what do you got for us, Sharon? Sharon, what's a good nickname?
Oh, well, I thought you never know what's going to come out of that oven. So Bacon Jake.
Yeah, see? That seems to be a winner, like the sort of shake and bake or the Bacon Jake. That's good. Yeah, you never know what's coming out of that, how hot it's going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, you never know. You never know.
You're absolutely right. Go on.
So, yeah, go for it.
All right, thanks, Sharon.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Let's go to Carol. Carol, what do you like for Jake Arrieta?
Okay, I got the bearded warrior.
Ooh, the bearded warrior.
Yes.
But what if he shaves his beard?
He won't.
Well, then I'll have to come up with another name.
Don't lose that number.
There you go. Thanks, Carol. That's good.
Okay. All right. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye. You too. 312 says Beef Jake. As in beefcake.
Yeah, beefcake.
He's a hunk.
Yeah.
Beef Jake.
I was actually thinking about cake earlier, and I couldn't come up with anything. I was thinking like Cake Boss or something, but there's nothing you could do. That's great. Beefcake. I like it.
312 says, how about Jake-a-Lake? And then explains, I just like the name.
All right.
606 goes back to Jake the Snake.
If the listeners are happy, then we're happy.
312 says, Jake the Ripper.
Okay.
262, the Waxless Wonder. Did you see those pics? He really, I mean, I don't want to make a big deal about it, but it's just the ESPN body.
Yeah.
Issue. I mean, he's posed nude, but it was just muscles in the leg and the stomach, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want the real thing, Steve Stone did. He did male Playboy.
Yeah.
Didn't he play girl?
I think it's
back in the '80s. That's the real deal. Let's get some Steve Stone up in here.
Yeah. It is. It is amazing that you're telling me that in that stance, you can't see any part of the junk. I mean, that had to have been air brushed or whatever,
or taped,
photoshopped,
it could be taped like a Jennifer Lopez thing where they taped the.
Yeah.
630 says JKKK, you're out. I don't know if that one's so much.
I don't know if I'd go with the triple K.
Yeah.
That might be a bad idea.
Yeah, I would either do one or 10 Ks, but I wouldn't do three.
Although I'm seeing an endorsement maybe for like plain white sheets. We could go that route, but I wouldn't go with the triple K.
There's just maybe put a hold on the t-shirt idea for that one. Arietta Grande?
Arietta Grande. I was going to say, why don't we just say Zac Efron? I mean,
847 says Jacob. That's Sue from Glenview.
Oh, Jacob.
Yeah,
his name is Jacob. How did I not put that one together?
That's good. 901 goes, how about Harrietta? Because he's so hairy.
Okay.
Or Top Gun, because he's our Top Gun.
Right.
I like Top Gun.
He is number one. Top Gun could go in there.
Top Gun is always.
I could see him wearing some aviators.
Yeah,
I could see him shirtless playing volleyball with a couple dudes on the beach.
Goose.
Yeah.
Iceman.
Iceman. Hollywood steals that. I don't want to get too into the male volleyball scene of Top Gun, but Hollywood, he really steals that scene.
Let's get into that scene. Seriously, that is incredible.
Playing with the boys.
Hey, now. Hey. Saturdays are for the boys on the beach out there and wherever they're at.
I wish there was a behind the scenes story of that. Who directed Top Gun?
Oh, who knows?
Who knows? But the point being that there, I want to know the story where like we had to stop
because Bruckheimer. I have no idea.
Bruckheimer's like, you know what? It's just not greasy enough.
Right.
It's not. These guys are not lotioned up enough.
Right.
Someone get out of here and lotion these
guys
up.
Listen, you're not you don't have enough feminine celebration after somebody scores a point. If we could ratchet that up a little bit, that'd be great.
I don't want to get too far in the weeds about that particular scene, but did you notice the only guy that had his shirt on was Anthony Edwards?
He was, yeah.
Clearly not buff enough.
Yeah. Maybe they. I wonder if they started the scene with the shirt off, and they're like, "Oh, this is just not looking
good."
Yeah.
Hey, Edwards,
take three. Here, get Anthony a shirt, please.
Hey, Anthony, we're gonna do this one more time. Let's get you shirt on for this one.
All right, let's take a break. We'll get the update on tonight's news. We'll come back, and we will continue with Picnic. Jake Arrieta, 312-981-7200. We got some great stuff coming in. I've already got 15 on the short list. We got much, much more to come. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
Oh, Arrieta, Jacob Arrieta, Arrieta. He's my favorite Cub. Almost pitched a perfect game. Destined for the Hall of Fame. Freeze the frame. Shout his name. Perfect game. Hall of Fame. Oh, Arrieta, Jacob Arrieta, Arrieta. He's my favorite Cub. Doesn't give up many hits. Enjoys a hot dog and some Schlitz. Many hits. Have a Schlitz. Perfect game. Hall of Fame. Oh, Arrieta, Jacob Arrieta, Arrieta. He's my favorite Cub. Give him his Cy Young Award. Martin Milner, Kent McCord. Young Award, Kent McCord. Many hits. Have a Schlitz. Perfect game. Hall of Fame. Oh, Arrieta, Jacob Arrieta, Arrieta. He's my favorite Cub. Loves to pitch at Wrigley Field. Once hurt his arm, but now it's healed. Wrigley Field, now it's healed. Young Award, Kent McCord. Many hits. Have a Schlitz. Perfect game. Hall of Fame. Oh, Arrieta, Jacob Arrieta, Arrieta. He's my favorite Cub. Brawny arms and a manly beard. I'd tell you more, but it's getting weird. Manly beard, getting weird. Wrigley Field, now it's healed. Young Award, Kent McCord. Many hits, have a Schlitz. Perfect game, Hall of Fame. Oh, Arrieta, Jacob Arrieta, Arrieta. He's my favorite Cub. Tonight's the night we've waited for. Lock it down and win some more. Waited for, win some more. Manly beard, getting weird. Wrigley Field, now it's healed. Young Award, Kent McCord. Many hits, have a Schlitz. Perfect game, Hall of Fame. Oh, Arrieta, Jacob Arrieta, Arrieta. He's my favorite Cub. Anthony Rizzo has my full respect. Chris Bryant makes me genuflect. Full respect, genuflect. Waiting for, win some more. Manly beard, getting weird. Wrigley Field, wow. Now it's healed. Young Award, Kent McCord. Many hits, have a Schlitz. Perfect game, Hall of Fame. Oh, Arrieta, no one does it better. Arrieta, looks good in a sweater. Arrieta, Greek people give him feta. Arrieta, he's my favorite yes. Cub.
Woo!
Wow.
Wow. Bill left. Wow. I bow down to Bill on that one. What
the greatest song all season came down to the very last
the
song
last
of the year.
One. How
that was unbelievable. That was Bill Leff?
Bill Leff.
Oh,
doing
my
that, yeah.
God.
Amazing.
Incredible.
There you go. All right, so we're playing Picnic here on the download, 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. Got a lot of nicknames coming through on text, also on phone. If we pick yours, you're getting a free pizza tonight. Jake Arrieta on the line. All right, so Rob Martyr.
Yes,
you're sort of the you're the wise man. You're the go-to of this segment. You're almost like the I was said before the Jimmy the Greek.
Yeah,
you know, you kind of are the guy that we go to. You've almost got your own. Right. Feel? What's your thought tonight?
What's your lead pipe lock of the week here?
My stone cold lead pipe lock of the week. I didn't go too deep on this one like I normally do. You know, I like to try to get philosophical or I go into the player's background quite a bit. I was a little bit more visceral with Arrieta.
Okay.
I've got two, the Hulk or Brawny, as in like the Brawny paper towel guy.
He kind of looks that way. Yeah.
If you threw a flannel shirt on the guy, he's got, you know, he's buff. Yeah. He's got the big broad shoulders.
Brawny.
Yeah.
If his name was Ronnie Arrieta, that's a no-brainer. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I like the Hulk.
The Hulk.
I mean, it's simple. We've named guys
he's
the Hulk before.
Yeah, I like it. All right.
Thank you very much.
Rob Martyr is on. He's on the record. On the record.
On the record with Rob Martyr.
All right, so coming up here, we're going to get to all the texts and calls that are coming in. Also, rapid fire with Mr. Klein. He's got the rapid fire list of Jake Arrieta. We'll do that in just a couple minutes. 708 says bootleg. Not sure bootleg, but that seems like a football nickname, you know, bootleg kind of thing.
Yeah, I can't imagine how that applies right now to what we're talking about.
773 says none better, Arrieta. Pound the mound, Arrieta.
Yeah. Mound and pound.
Win and Barrett, says 214, as in Grin and Barrett, except he wins and he posed nude.
Oh, Barrett. Or, I was thinking of Michael Barrett, the former catcher. I didn't know where the Barrett was, but yes.
Or there's a second one, the Jake of all trades.
Okay.
Okay. 815 says Jake-a-lope. I don't know. 708, all K. Well, I like this one. 708 goes with Iceman. We were just talking
Iceman.
About the Iceman.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, he's...
Iceman.
He's a steely-eyed missile man, that Arrieta. He's got ice in those veins.
Oh, I see. 815 saying, Jake brake is a device to slow down a diesel-engined powered semi-truck. Google it.
We will.
I like
you.
That they told me to Google it, too. Sorry. Jake Airmail Arrieta. This is 847. Airmail pilots around World War I were notable as much for their speed as for their fearlessness. The average lifespan of a Suicide Squad airmail flyer was only about 900 flight hours.
Airmail. Also could be applied to a Jonathan Lester throw to first base. Airmail.
Exactly. Jake the Samurai Arrieta, 773.
Okay.
How about for 705, Hubba Cubba? As in, hubba hubba, what a stutter. That's what it says.
I'm not right.
224, Air K&K.
Cubby of Seafields.
Yeah, so. All right. Another, let's see. We got another samurai, two samurais. All right. So we're getting some good stuff here. 630 says pitch perfect.
Yeah, that'll work.
Error free Etta. Easy Jake oven. Bring in the heat.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a good one.
That one's not bad at all. Write that one down.
Easy Jake oven.
That'll be a finalist.
630 says KJ. Yeah. All right. So that gets us to a point where I think this is perfect time for rapid fire. This is where Matt Klein comes up with his choices for the nicknames for Jake Arrieta, and he does it in rapid fire style. We give the microphone over to Mr. Matt Klein.
All right. Here we go. I got Jake Flaccid, Namaste. Jake Lively, Muscle and Throw, Kaylee Joel Osment, Jake and the Batman, Harry Carrietta, The Jakenator, Albert Winnie, Steady Murphy, Guy ERA, Kaylor Wift, The Good Neighbor, Jakeation Rental, Flex Panther, Jaker's Square, which is also a new term for Arrieta's strike zone, William H. Acey, Cale Earnhardt Jr., The Pilate Kid, Jake Superior, Nohitma Gandhi, Conceal Carrieta, Jake America Great Again, and Only the Good Cy Young.
Hey! Only the Good Cy
Young. And Only the Good Cy Young.
There you go for rapid fire with Matt Klein tonight. He gave us the good stuff. All right, we've still got a lot to go through here. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap this up. We still have a lot of stuff to get through. 312-981-7200. If you want to get in right before the deadline, do so now, and you could win a pizza. Jake Arrieta on Picnic. Stay with us.
He gets a lot of ground balls and swinging strikes. Oh, yeah. Jake Arrieta.
Slowing
nice
it down.
ERA. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jake Arrieta.
This is a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin playing the best Arrieta. So still going back there.
I think this is an outtake from Alice in Chains' MTV Unplugged is what we're listening to right now.
Matt Klein in studio. Pete Zimmerman. Rob Martier and Esmeralda Leon. She is going to be the judge coming up here. Very excited for Jake Arrieta, the final night here, the installment of Picnic. 630 says the Mound Buster. 518 says the Rifleman. 773 goes back to Airmail Arrieta. He delivers.
He delivers.
630 says Goose. Why not? It makes no sense, so it's perfect. 815 says Sensei, since he's the master. 312 says Cubby Bear, B-A-R-E, of course.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right, let me go to the text as well. We've got Bedtime, because he's lights out.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh, all right, Bedtime. Let me write that down.
You've got Namaste, which you had Namaste.
Namaste.
You've got Yogi, you've got Big Zen. Ace, the bearded ace, Harry K, Body by Jake, Cover boy. Pilates man. Yoga pants. A lot going on there.
Is that all one person?
It's all one. It's Tommy, yeah.
Tommy, yeah.
630 says the Beast. That's pretty good. That seems to be like what his whole thing is. All right, so I think we got a good list of stuff here. All right, so I'm going to do what we do. Let's try Rich. Let's do Rich. Should be the last word here. Rich, what do you got, Rich, for Jake Arrieta?
Snake Eye.
Snake Eye.
Because military has a guided missile that's called a Snake Eye, and the way he pitches, it's pretty much a guided missile.
Yeah, right. And also Snake Eye was one of the G.I. Joe guys.
That's right.
Yeah, and what was it, Snake Plissken, too, from that movie? And Jake the Snake, the wrestler.
Yeah,
so.
Right. So a lot of snake. All right, great.
How about Jake Eyes?
Jake Eyes. That's quirk. Thanks, Rich. All right, so let's check it out here. All right, Matt, why don't I start with you? So let's get these down to finalists. These are the semifinalists.
Would you pick your semifinalists? Because I'm probably going to recommend something that's not on that list. Like Guy Iare, which I think is great.
All right, let's see here. I'm going through right now.
No Hit Magandhi.
All right.
What did we have earlier? We had Bluebeard.
Okay, let me hear. Here's what I got.
Bedtime. I liked.
What do you like? You like Bluebeard, Northside Nightmare, Top Gun, Iceman, The Hulk, The Beast, or Bedtime?
Well, if those are going to be my options, I am going to go with Bedtime.
Bedtime.
Yeah. It's not going to win, but that's the one that I like.
You like Bedtime.
I do.
All right. Pete Zimmerman. My man.
I'm going Bedtime as well.
Really?
Out of those.
You like Bedtime, huh?
I like Khaki.
Oh, you do? Mm. I didn't have that one on there. Khaki.
Let's not forget William H. A.C. as well.
All right, so you like Bedtime over Bluebeard?
Mm-hmm.
Over Iceman?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Iceman's good.
Iceman is good.
The Naked Gun, you don't like that one? It's okay. Here's what I have, like, is all the ones that I wrote down from the list, because there's a lot of stuff. Bluebeard, Jake the Snake, Northside Nightmare, C'est la Vie, Jake and Bake, Vendetta, Naked Gun, Yogi Bear, The Bearded Warrior, Beef Jake, The Waxless Wonder.
Oh, I forgot about Beef Jake.
J-Cub, Top Gun, Iceman, The Hulk, Brawny, Easy Jake Oven, Bedtime, The Beast, Snake Eyes, and Khakis. You still go with Bedtime?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
I'm going to go Easy Jake Oven.
Easy Jake?
Yeah, just because I've always preferred a pun. I like that one a lot.
815 says Scarietta. 773 says Bear Essentials. 773 says Obi-Wan Jacoby. Obi-Wan Jacoby. I don't know. All right, Esmeralda, how are you?
I'm very well.
How was your time off?
It was great.
Yeah,
was
you had some great photos on.
How was Fenway?
It was so cool looking.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Red Sox lost.
Yeah. Are you a Red Sox fan?
No, but you know.
You want to be there when the home team wins?
Sure.
You want just the vibe, right?
Yeah. I mean, they were all very enthusiastic regardless. So
you want to see them do Sweet Caroline.
They did it. They did it. Yes, they did.
Were you giving nicknames to the Red Sox players while you were there?
They had their own.
They did?
Okay. I didn't know how much.
Maybe they have their own picnic going.
David Ortiz, I think.
Yeah. David Ortiz,
Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
Yeah. It was just like T-shirts, a whole store full of just stuff for him. Sandwiches named after him. At one point, they started yelling, "Poppy!"
Yeah, he's
probably the most known nickname in baseball, right?
Right now, off the top of my head, I'm sure we can come up with a couple other guys, but he's probably. I mean, you're looking at one of the probably top 25. I don't think this is a stretch. Top 25 characters in the game of baseball historically.
He was, you know, he was quite the popular man.
He transcends the game a little bit.
He's also Mookie.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie and Big Poppy were the big ones. I was like, look, it's Mookie again.
Too bad Noma's not playing there anymore.
Hanley Ramirez. Yeah. Hey, let's give a nickname to all 25 Red Sox right now, real quick.
You know, I don't know how Big Poppy somehow got away with all the steroid stuff when everybody else around him got busted.
Yeah, it's weird.
Somehow is the only guy that came out of
it. It's definitely one of those things where you wish you kind of knew the whole story. But I don't think we're ever going to know it. I think baseball goes out of their way to protect him because he is such a popular figure. But, yeah, I mean, this was a guy that was an above-average player with Minnesota, and now he is a first-ballot Hall of Famer.
I only think about, you know, he's on that team with Manny Ramirez, and they both kind of were implicated in steroids, and then Manny Ramirez will be forever known for that, and David Ortiz is like...
Gets a little bit of a free pass.
T-shirts and sandwiches.
Right, T-shirts and sandwiches. The way it is, the American dream.
Esmeralda, all right, for Jake Arrieta. Yes. Here we go. Are we ready? That was my dramatic music. We have Bluebeard, Iceman, Easy Jake Oven, The Hulk, and Bedtime, because he puts the hitters to sleep.
And the Jakenator.
Okay.
So those are the five here. We've got Iceman, Bluebeard, Easy Jake Oven, The Hulk, and Bedtime.
I like The Hulk. I also like, which one? What was the second one?
Well, there's Bluebeard, Iceman.
Iceman.
Yeah, Iceman's good.
I do like that.
Iceman, the Hulk.
Because then they could do a whole thing with the Top Gun.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Highway to the danger zone.
Oh, this one's difficult.
Yeah, this is the last one,
too. I'm going to get you right into
I'm going to go. I'd go with Iceman.
I would like it. I think that's a final answer.
Yeah, there's a
Although
lot
I'm of gonna, yeah. I will say for the bedtime, wouldn't you just call him the Sandman?
Yeah, he could be the Sandman.
Between the Iceman and Rizzoli and Smiles, we've got a lot of marketing stuff to really hammer out here the next couple of weeks.
I think Iceman's good.
Iceman's great.
I think put him in a plane. Iceman.
Perfect.
There we go.
Yeah.
Photoshop his head onto that scene.
Jake Arrieta will be known as Iceman. 312-981-7200. We did it.
We did it.
We did Picnic. We did
what a
all
year,
players.
My friend. What a year.
Matt Klein, thank you so much for playing Picnic with us. It was a great experience doing radio with you and putting these together. Pete Zimmerman, Rob Martier, and, of course, our judge, Esmeralda Leon. A great year of giving nicknames. Now let's apply these things as they make their way to the World Series and win it all. I can say that. I'm not a Cubs fan. So
no,
don't
yeah,
curse
absolutely.
Around. Everyone else gets quiet in here.
And you know what? I'll say it too.
Yeah.
As a diehard Cubs fan, we are going to the World Series and we are going to win it all. And I don't care what anybody says about me jinxing or cursing anything. It's going to happen.
And it'll be on the shoulders of the Iceman.